Would you rather
diddle the guy
or diddle the dog?
The dog.
That made me feel really good.
Hello, welcome to Battlestar Brothel, season 3, episode 1. I'm your co-host, Matt.
I'm your co-host, Dustin.
And for those of you just joining us for the very first time, shame on you for not finding us earlier, but what we like to do here at the Rancor's Brothel is a couple times a week we get together and watch episodes of Battlestar Galactica and respond to them, because me and Dustin have never ever seen them before.
We have not.
So it's actually pretty fucking fun.
Yeah, it is.
The show was recommended to us by the... I mean, a lot of people have recommended it over the years to me, and I don't know why I never fucking listened to any of them.
I don't know.
I guess... I don't know, I just always felt like in my heart I only had room for one sci-fi TV series, and that was the Trek, man.
Okay.
So, let's see, on Netflix, where we're watching this, episode 1 of season 3 is actually 2 episodes. It's Occupation and Precipice, and they are put together into one big hour and a half episode, which, it felt like 2 episodes,
but
I mean, they flowed together,
amazingly
for not being a 2P continued.
Mm-hmm.
So
I could definitely see how they could split them up into 2.
Oh, yeah. Clearly. So, Dustin, what'd you think, sir?
Well,
you got your handy-dandy notebook there, Steve?
It did. I liked to see all the different looks. They did this at the end of season 2 where their hair was a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, they had more facial hair and things. I believe that Adama, Commander Adama, Edward James Olmos, his mustache.
His admiral.
Sorry, Admiral Adama at this point.
As in, I admire him.
Yes.
Because he's our Twitter friend.
No, he is.
Did you start following him on the Rancor's Twitter?
I did, and he followed us back.
Yeah, man.
So maybe he'll hear us. Maybe.
I doubt it, because he follows everybody back.
Yeah, he does, but...
He's currently following 105,000 people.
I know, but there's a chance. There's a chance.
God bless you, Edward James.
Yes.
Or, I'm sorry, Edward James' assistant, who follows back everybody.
Yeah, that's most likely what it is.
Yeah.
That's fine. But Adama's mustache at the end of season 2 was a little longer. It was almost
It was darker.
It was borderline Fu Manchu.
Yeah, it kind of had the curls at the end, so it looked a little handlebar-y.
Right, right. And it was much darker.
Mm-hmm.
The beginning of this episode, it was still fairly dark, but it was a lot shorter.
I saw more gray in it.
By the end of the episode, though, it was almost white. It had a ton more gray. I'd say watch it again.
I guess it did kind of change color, didn't it?
It did, it did. I think it went from him having a fake mustache, obviously, at the end of season 2, to another fake mustache, but in the beginning of the third season. But by the end of that episode, I believe that it was his real.
By the time they were ready to film Precipice, his had grown out enough.
I think that's what it was.
Maybe.
Yep.
So that's fun.
Okay, I'm going to start off with a question, I guess.
Okay.
Would you rather stay in a holding cell or be released because your wife diddled a guy to let you out?
If my wife was a slut and I knew about it, I probably wouldn't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
I mean, in all honesty.
Right.
I mean, that's what she does, so why not do it, you know, to help me out?
Mm-hmm. But let's say that's something she would never would have done before.
Oh, then that's probably... I'd probably have more of trouble with that.
Okay, you would rather just stay in the cell?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, oh God, I don't know, man. I mean, he's fucking drawing the days with his thumbnail.
Mm-hmm.
They took his fucking eye, Dustin.
Yeah, they did. Said it looked like a hard-boiled egg.
Oh, that was so gross.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh God. Deathstroke. Okay.
So this dog. This is the first we had just talked about the idea of having dogs in this Battlestar Galactica universe.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they have a dog in this episode.
Yeah, we find out that Gata was using the dog dish to contact the chief.
So, okay. Well,
project more.
I will.
Keep talking.
So does anybody feed this dog, or they just keep flipping his bowl over?
I know, the bowl's always empty. What does the dog eat, man? Fucking rocks?
Mm-hmm.
They're fucking horrible to dogs.
If anyone has ever had dogs, they know that dogs just... will play with their food bowl and flip it over. So I feel like this dog could have had a hand in a lot of these bombings.
This is probably a military dog, though. Like a bomb-sniffing dog, you know?
Okay.
Because what other kind of dog would they fucking have with them that Chief could have got?
Yeah.
Because it would have been a dog that belonged to a family that was on one of the freighters or something.
Right, right. So you're saying this dog wouldn't touch his bowl?
Because he's like a well-trained canine unit type dog. I mean, it clearly was a German Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's the kind of dog they use.
Gotcha.
Most of the time.
Fair enough.
They'll do labs too, but yeah. Good conversation topic though, sir.
Thanks. So, do you think that Lee is really fat, or is he just like, are they using a double and he's got chunk makeup on?
He's got chunk makeup on. The jowls on him are just way too wide.
He has naturally wide jowls.
Yeah.
Not jowls, but jaw, like a naturally wide jawline.
Yeah.
But
if you try to puff that out a little bit, it looks really caricature-like. Like, it looks very funny looking.
Yeah, they're trying way too hard on that. I think they could have made their point without the facial change. They still could have.
They could have maybe done a little thickening of the neck. Maybe. I think they should have left the face alone.
But what's it been, like 4 months or something?
Well, it's been a year and 4 months.
Oh, a year and four months. Okay.
Yeah, like when at the end of season two, when we go to New Caprica, that's a year later.
Oh, what'd they say?
Because remember, it took them a year to find him.
Yeah.
And then it's been 134 days since the Cylons have been occupying.
Gotcha.
So we're roughly 16 months.
Okay.
Later.
I can see how he would have put on a good amount of weight.
Then. Yeah, I mean, stress eating. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. Stress eating now, but, I mean, before then, he was just... I mean, his dad called him fat ass.
Yeah,
that was
he did.
So funny.
Uh-huh.
But I do like seeing myself represented on the screen, so...
Right.
Yeah, fatties.
Woo, woo.
Got any cake?
Oh, man. Intro. So, why do you think that some of the fighters, the Vipers, have blue jets and some of them have yellow? You think that was just like
That could be because they come from two different ships. They could be Pegasus and...
Could be.
Galactica.
Like different types of ships, I guess.
Yeah, or they could be from two different squadrons. Because, I mean, when they do war games and training, they've got to be against each other, so they've got to have clear markings.
What we're referring to is, like, while they're doing their fighter training... planning for this particular like landing on New Caprica, while they're flying around out in space, you can see the jets on the back. Some of them are like an orangish yellow,
mm-hmm.
and some of them are like a light blue color. And I didn't know if that was just like graphically a mistake or if that was supposed
to
be
some,
like that.
Some kind of a just a variety thing.
No, yeah, could be.
Can't make them all the same,
right? Let's see. What do you think about Olmos or Admiral Adama and Boomer sitting down and chatting like they're buddies?
Well, not just that. I mean, he makes her a lieutenant. He swears her back into to the forces, and she becomes a pilot again.
And
then when she lands and goes and finds Thrace's hubs, she's like they hug mm-hmm. like they're old friends. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah. I guess she said, "Do you think you can trust me?" Or, "How do you know you can trust me?" And he said, "That's what trust is."
Mm-hmm.
So that was a good moment.
It was. I gotta hope she's on the straight and narrow.
Yeah.
I don't think they would try to get us again that way. If they did, I'll be very upset.
Yeah. I think that she's gonna Cylon out.
And it's a different Boomer, though, you know? It's not that same Boomer unit. Think of that.
Yeah.
It's not the one that Cyloned out and shot Adama. This is a different individual.
She was at one point filled with rage, and she was ready to do anything that the Cylons wanted her to, but I think after being able to cool down and think through her thoughts over a long period of time, she kind of rationalized things.
Her cell was very homey, wasn't it? I felt like it had a nice couch in there, teacups, some books.
Yeah. That
she looked comfortable. There's a doily.
I feel like she could have... had a little bit of help from her lover boy. Mm-hmm. Maybe he pushed some of that through.
Helped Maybe.
I certainly would, you know. I'm that kind
of guy. You're going to smuggle a couch in your ass into the jail cell, though. Seriously.
It takes a lot of work. A lot of lube.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's rough.
I got to poop thinking about it.
Yeah. You walk out, you have saddle sores.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay, so we were trying to think of a word... what we call these large Cylons.
Yeah, the soldiers.
Yeah.
And it's Centurions.
Centurions.
So we fucked that up like
a while
2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Centurion. Right. I think that was on a Battlestar brothel.
Yeah,
no,
it was.
Not,
or on a
regular brothel, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Whatever.
But
neither here nor there.
Sparked into my head while I was watching this episode. I wanted to mention that to you. So Starbuck, when she sees her baby. Well, first of all, I think it's cool that she keeps killing the same Cylon, and it keeps coming back. He's like, "You've already done this 4 or 5 times.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna keep, you know, it's, resurrecting and coming back." It, yeah. I think that's pretty interesting. She's gotten to the point after killing him 4 or 5 times, she just like wipes the blood off her hand and sits down and starts cutting her steak.
Yeah, she's like nothing ever happened. No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really killing.
So then there's that other thing.
Casey, the introduction of Casey,
yeah,
the daughter of Thrace and Leoba. What's his name?
I just called him Leo.
We're just going to call him Leo. Remember, Chad told us it was like Leoba.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So we'll say Leo for now. Yeah. They had a child, and then she neglects the child, and the child falls down the stairs.
Yes.
Was that the child falling down the stairs, or was that a system of Cylon control?
That was absolutely a system of Cylon control. Somebody made that happen to further the change in her mind, I guess, to convince
Thrace,
her.
Thrace, there is no spoon. Come on. It's the Matrix, man. You're in the Matrix. So, I love that they rebuilt a replica of her fucking apartment.
Yeah.
That's fucking hardcore.
He's trying to make her fall in love with him. I mean, that's what it takes, I guess.
Yeah. Fucking weird.
I thought it was cool, or not cool, just interesting how Thrace referred to the child as that.
That.
Like, don't leave me with this thing, and mm-hmm. what's that, and
And then at the end, she's all holding Leo's hand, and
yep.
like, gods, don't take her away.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of gods, let's point out, okay, so on television, you can't say god damn it, but they let Ty say gods damn it,
yep.
or gods damn, or something like that.
Let's see, what did he say? It doesn't make, don't make a gods damn a bit of difference.
Yeah. So I thought that was kind of funny. That was worth mentioning in this episode.
That's the first time somebody had used it in that context.
Yeah, because you can't say GD on TV or basic cable.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of those blocked things.
Right.
Which I never really understood, but whatever. Mm-hmm. Blasphemy. Why would you block blasphemy?
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway.
Hard to tell.
Don't you blaspheme in here. Don't you blaspheme in here.
So.
It's from Blues Brothers.
Blues Brothers, yep. Question me on Blues Brothers.
Sorry.
My favorite movie of all time.
It is great.
Where was I?
You were about
to say,
come out of the closet.
Cylons. I'm gay.
Yes. Okay, so moving
Cylons.
On.
Cylons. Oh, yeah. They're following the twin theme still.
Yeah, like,
there's multiple ones.
Well, and I'm sure that's going to play into something. You know, they say that each of the, there's 12 Cylons, and there's the 12, you know, colonies, and the 12 colonies are based on the 12 signs of the,
astrological.
Signs. So, clearly, Dean Stockwell is portraying Gemini, the twins.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right.
Called that one.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I knew, like, anything about astrology. Maybe we should look into that for our next brothel.
Oh, yeah, that'd be actually pretty fun. We could do that on a host pool.
Yeah, we could.
We need to find another name for Hostful. I don't want to steal it from the Nerdist.
Yeah, we'll call Brothful.
Brothful.
The Rancor's Brothful. No, sounds like we're full of chicken soup. That doesn't work.
Right. We'll think of something.
Ooh, chicken soup.
Mm.
Okay, sorry. What?
Got any donuts?
Got any cake?
Got any cake. Okay, but yeah, we got this.
Did somebody say cake? The fat chick from Deuce Bigelow. Mm-hmm. So funny.
Cylons are all standing in, like, kind of a semicircle. No, they're sitting in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
And the camera pans around. And
there's, like, 3 Trisha Helfers. Yeah. There's, like, 4 Boomers. Mm-hmm. 2 Lucy Lawlesses.
And it goes through, and it's just a continuous motion. It's a continuous pan around the room.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
And we got to see the Doctor.
Yeah, we got to see the return in Season 3 of the Dr. Cylon,
mm-hmm.
That only had the one episode in season 2, and then they just kept showing the back of a guy's head for the rest of season 2, so they clearly didn't get that actor signed to contract right away.
Maybe.
So, that was nice, though.
Yeah.
You know. I like that, Cylons are diversified.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. Racially diverse. Ethnically diverse.
They picked a lot of different body types, I guess.
I mean, yeah, you got... what I want to know is, like, so Dean Stockwell is clearly older than all the others, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the actor himself, I think he's 60.
Right.
At this time, so he's probably 50, 55. How, like, do they... Are they able to grow the Cylon bodies, like, fast? You know?
Well, they, because
otherwise, like, if they had to, like, say, okay, we're going to need, like, 1,000 number sixes, just in case. So, six looks like she's maybe 29. So then 29 years ago, they cloned all that 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Dean Stockwell being over 50, the Cylon War's been over for 40 fucking years.
They must.
So how's that? They must have something to accelerate growth.
Absolutely. Yeah, I believe they do.
And then probably stops it at a certain point. They,
I guess they are. They have the whole farm, so they do come out as babies. I was thinking of just generally cloning them, you know, but that's not possible.
So I don't know how that works. Maybe that's a mystery. Maybe that's something that will never be solved.
Maybe.
Hopefully, or maybe it will be. Who the fuck knows and cares?
Yeah, hey, Chad, do you think that, do you think that's going to happen? Are they going to tell us that, Chad?
Come Chad, on. Are they going to answer our question, Chad?
Come on, Chad.
Hey, tell Chad. Chad.
Okay, I don't know, I don't remember who said this, but I wrote down, sometimes you have to do things you hate so you can survive to fight another day.
Trisha Helfert said that.
Oh, said that to Balter, right?
To Balter, went to sign the death warrant
for
the 200 prisoners.
Do you necessarily believe that? Like, I guess.
Yeah.
Hypothetically.
I mean, if the amount of good that he could do in his role is worth the sacrifice of those people, then yeah.
Yeah.
If he's going to be able to save more than 200 lives doing this, then yes.
Okay.
I mean, still, it's a huge fucking cross to bear. Really, this episode brought back the sympathy for the Balter character.
Yeah. I mean, I the group or the colony wouldn't necessarily know, but if he died not signing that death warrant or whatever, if it was publicized, if the colony found out about it, he could be considered a martyr and put, like, a lot of
faith. They wouldn't have done that either, because they said the important thing was that... all the Cylons back home, it had to be signed by the legitimate government.
Yeah.
So, if they kill him, then it's not the legitimate government anymore.
No. I don't think they would have killed him. I don't think you should have signed it.
Yeah. Who knows? So, anywho.
So, as far as reformed Boomer goes, you know, she's back on the fleet and stuff, I don't think that... I don't want her to betray anybody, but I think she might. I don't know if I mentioned that earlier in the episode.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we just did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, good job.
Out. Yeah, thanks. It was just in my notes here. What do you think about Tom Zarek and Laura Roslin sitting on the death truck together?
And both, like...
They, like, chuckle about it.
Very funny. Sorry, I'm getting texted from my mom, who thinks she's texting her friend Rachel.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll just leave that in the show. Mom is like, I'm watching a cute movie called This Is 40.
Mm-hmm.
Mom, that's a fucking sequel. I know you don't know that, Mom, but it's a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
So, anywho.
Yeah, it's sort of a sequel.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Get Him to the Greek from Forgetting Sarah Marshall. It's a spinoff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
I count it as a sequel. Fuck you. What else? Is that all you got in your notes?
I was... The execution there at the end. What'd you think?
Well, we don't see the bodies fall.
Yeah.
I'm got to assume that the gunfire we heard was the insurgents that were left and the folks from Galactica firing on the Centurions.
I believe that. I believe that's what it was.
I don't see them taking this move right now like this.
Okay.
Not after we've lost the amount of population that we lost with the nuke explosion in Season 2. I don't think that it's feasible for them to have a mass kill-off for the rest of the series. Not that huge, at least.
No.
They'll kill 5 to 10 an episode or something, but they won't knock 200 out.
There's a limited number, and what do we have, 2 full seasons left?
Yeah.
They're not going to cut out that many people.
They couldn't.
They couldn't string those people out for the story. They need a full colony.
It's like Lost. Like, they introduced the tail section of the plane in Lost, and then, like, within a year, everybody from the tail section, except for one guy, is dead.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that, you're just introducing people so you can still have the murders and yeah. the killing and not, you know, have to run out of people.
Yeah, I guess so. That's a good point.
So I don't think they'll kill him. I don't think so.
They basically just throw in a bunch of red shirts.
Yeah. So I mean, the two big ones that were in that group, that, you know, Callie got away.
Yeah.
But I mean,
Zarek and Roslyn.
Yeah, and I don't think Roslyn is fated to not get to Earth, but she still has to lead them there. Mm-hmm. And if we're gonna keep following a prophecy, I gotta believe that Rosalind's alive.
Yeah.
If she's not, then she's a Cylon.
They haven't talked much about the prophecy in the last bunch of episodes, have they?
Well, yeah, and remember Chad said that in season two it went away from that a lot.
Yeah.
But he says season three gets right back into it.
I hope
it.
They do, because that was a good guideline for how, you know, how the story played out, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, sir?
I don't have anything else. Do you have anything else?
I do not either. I love going through your list. You pretty much write it all out, what good. I want to say. So
I like asking the questions. That's where I feel more comfortable in the... I can ask the question, hear what you say, and then expand on it.
Very good. So yeah. That you know I won't rip on you.
Yeah, exactly. It's awesome. You're going to say something, I'm going to agree with it, and you'll be like, that's wrong!
I fucking lied! You piece of shit!
You walked right into it.
Sucker! All right, well, that's going to conclude this issue of the Battlestar Brothel. Tune in later. Well, let's see. This show comes out probably Thursday. Mm-hmm. So hopefully you've already listened to what we haven't recorded yet, which is the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Brothel.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll be putting that out weekly for the duration of the series. And we will continue to at least do one brothel a week if possible. One Battlestar Brothel a week.
Yep.
So knock on wood. And thank you. You know, we've heard a lot of people like getting upset that we weren't doing them.
That made me feel really good, actually.
Yeah, so... We'll keep them coming. You keep downloading, and we'll keep making them, all right?
I always said that if as long as there's one person listening and we're having fun, then I'll continue to do this.
Well, I won't.
I'll do it by myself. I can handle it. All right, guys. Welcome to the Dustin Show. So say I, me.
So say me all.
So say me all.